أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله وعلى آله وأصحابه ومولاه. رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقه قولي. ربنا آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. We are going to start today with our Kahoot, inshallah. And would you look at that? The game pin is 786. All right, let us get started with that, inshallah. Oh, look, 786 this way and 786 the other way. All right, bad joke, no problem. Jumla ismiya refresh. The muqtada and khabar are usually part of what type of sentence? Jumla ismiya or jumla fi'liya? They are usually part of a... Usually part of a jumla ismiya, ahsant, well done. That is the muftada and the khabar. All right. Bearded caterpillar is back. Welcome back. Alhamdulillah. The muftada is usually at the beginning of the sentence. True or false? And the answer to that is yes. Usually the muftada is at the beginning of the sentence. Excellent. Next question. In a close game. The khabar is usually at the end of the sentence. True or false? That is true. Usually the khabar is at the end of the sentence. Mubtada and then khabar. That's the idea. Okay. Maybe someone overthought that. That's why I said usually. Oh, that caused a whole bunch of shifting in the scoreboard, leaderboard. No problem. The mubtada is after is. True or false? That is false and that's correct. The answer to the previous question was true, Sister Solange, and the answer to this question is false because the muqtada is before is. The next question. The khabar is after is. True or false? That is true, the khabar comes after the is. So the idea is muqtada is usually in the beginning. Khabar is usually at the end. Mubtada is before the is. The khabar comes after the is. That's the main idea. All right, next one. The mubtada and khabar are always marfu'. True or false? That is true. Mubtada and khabar are always marfu'. They are always marfu'. That is a true statement. Okay, very good. It's very gay. This game has a lot of shifting in the scoreboard. A close game, mashallah. Okay. What is the mubtada in Muhammadun Rasulullah? Muhammad, Rasulu, Allahi, Rasulullahi. Mubtada ya jama'a. Correct answer is Muhammad is the mubtada. Muhammad is the messenger of Allah. Muhammad is before is. Muhammad is in the beginning. It is the mubtada. Excellent. What is the khabar in Muhammadun Rasulullah? Muhammad, Rasulu, Allahi, Rasulullahi. The correct answer is Rasulu is the khabar. And then it's also mudaf. And Allahi, the word is mudaf ilayhi. Okay? We'll talk about this today, inshallah, don't you worry. Okay, that is, oh, that caused a bit of a change in the leaderboard, since the Halima has reached the top, mashallah. Next question. What is the mubtada in Laylatul Qadri Khayrun? Laylatul Qadri, Laylatul Qadri, or Khayrun? Correct answer is Laylatu, not Laylatul Qadri. Laylatu is the mubtada. It comes in the beginning of the sentence. All right. Next one. What is the khabar in Laylatul Qadri Khayrun? It's okay, sister Sabidat. Ahlan wa sahlan. Wa alaykum salam. The khabar in Laylatul Qadri Khayrun is Khayrun, and that's the correct answer. MashaAllah, Jazakumullah Khayrun. Well done. Well done indeed. Okay. 11th question. What is the mubtada in Musa Rasulullahi? Musa Rasulullahi Rasulullahi. The correct answer is Musa. Now, Musa is marfu'. Mubtada is always marfu'. The word Musa here is marfu'. That is because Musa is mabni and does not show the change in status. But we know because it comes in the beginning of the sentence and it comes before the is, that it is our mubtada. Musa, Rasulullahi, Musa is the messenger of Allah. That is the correct answer. MashaAllah. Okay, last question. What is the khabar in Musa Rasulullahi? The khabar in Musa Rasulullahi is Rasulu. That is the correct answer. Again, Rasulu is mudaf. Allahi is mudaf ilayhi. And that, folks, is the Kahoot. Let's see what happened at the end. Third place is Bearded Caterpillar. I would really like to know who that is. Second place is Sister Nadia. MashaAllah. Well done. And first place is Sister Halima. MashaAllah. Ahsantum. Extremely well done, all of you. MashaAllah. This is great. This is our Jumla Ismiya refresher. Now, if you go to the portal, I don't know why my camera has gone all blurry, but let me try again. I don't know. Hold on, please. Well, there we go. Much better and cleaner. So that is the Kahoot, alhamdulillah. We are going to discuss Jumla Fi'liya, Jumla Ismiya today. And that is why we have this Kahoot as a refresher to get us reminded of what it is that we're doing in Jumla Ismiya. Okay, I have updated the textbook. If you click on it, you will be able to get the new version, inshallah, of this. Let me open up the textbook and the notes here, inshallah. While I'm doing that, any questions or concerns, bismillah. Okay, alhamdulillah, I'm just opening up the notes here and we will get cracking on them, inshallah, today. All right. So here is our here's what I had before written down for our day for today. Right. We would have some Quran practice, pronouns referring back, and Jumla Ismiya. But in reality, what we'll do is actually we'll start in Jumla Ismiya. We're going to skip the Quran practice for a little bit just to catch up on Jumla Ismiya. This topic of pronouns referring to something in the sentence, we will address, inshallah, soon when it comes to the khabar, inshallah. It's going to come up and be dealt with in the khabar. So don't you worry, we'll get to that as well. Now let us go to, in the textbook that, if you click on from the portal, you can find the book there, the PDF there. Here is the word version, and I'm going to use that because it's a little bit better for the sake of formatting. And with that, we'll get started. Okay. So, Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. We're going to talk about Jumla Ismiya today. This is a very important topic for us. We'll start by saying that Jumla Ismiya is a sentence that provides information about an ism. Okay. That's what the Jumla Ismiya is. It provides information. Okay. And specifically information about an ism, thus being named Jumla Ismiya. The ism sentence. It provides some information about it. Okay. This ism is called Mubtada. This ism is called Mubtada. And the information that the sentence provides is called the khabar. This is the basic structure, the basic purpose of the Jumla Ismiya. Okay? This, I think, is not that difficult. I think we're quite comfortable with this idea now. But what is more interesting is the idea of the invisible is. And this is a terminology that we will define here for ourselves. Firstly, the invisible is. Right? The invisible is as follows. Jumla Ismiya is translated. Jumla Ismiya is translated in English using is, am, are, was, were. Okay? These words don't exist explicitly or don't exist in Arabic explicitly. They are implied. Okay? There is not a word in Arabic for is, or am, or are, etc. Okay, it's implied in the jumla, so that is why we are terming it as such. We term these words as the invisible is. All of these, we are going to call it the invisible is. Okay, even if it's not exactly the word is. So this is a new terminology for us. We need to make sure that we are clear with this, and we've talked about it before previously. So it's not like a brand new idea. Okay. The goal in studying Jumla Ismiya is to find the invisible is. This remains the goal for Jumla Ismiya, because if you can find the invisible is, that allows us to understand the khabar, the information provided by the sentence. That understanding is there once we can identify where is our is, right? The invisible is. Here are some examples, and these are all ayat of Quran that I have written down as translations, and we will go through all of them one by one. And each of these has like a purpose, is demonstrates something about a mubtada and a khabar and how they're supposed to work together. So we will go through them one by one. All of these examples are there, don't you worry. We will go through them in detail today and on Thursday. Okay, what... we will learn about was or were later on when we study kana. As we will see, when we learn about kana, it is used to create the meaning of was. Okay, I am sick. I was sick. The idea of was there is created by the word kana. We'll talk about that later when we get there. But the concept of mubtada and khabar, the concept of Jumla Ismiya, still remains intact, and the word kana is applied to it. So this is a foundation we're building for the next couple of topics as well, inshallah. Okay, parts of the Jumla Ismiya. This is where it gets fun. Okay, number one part of Jumla Ismiya. The first part of Jumla Ismiya is the Mubtada. From the root ba, dal, and hamza to begin. And that is obvious because it generally begins the sentence, or what the sentence, the meaning of the sentence is going to talk about it. So, the mubtada is one ism. How many isms is mubtada? It's one ism, okay? It's one word, okay? One ism slash, like another way of saying it is one word. That's it. It's not going to be more than one word, all right? So we cannot call Laylatul Qadri the mubtada. It's got to be one word, okay? It is one ism, one word that comes before invisible is in the translation, all right? So if we have the statement here, he is Allah, right? So the mubtada comes before the invisible is in the translation. That is the first part that we want to learn about mubtada, and very critical when it comes to translating it correctly. Mubtada is always marfu. It is always marfu. Okay? Always. Almost always, the mubtada is definite. The mubtada is one ism that almost always is definite. The mubtada is one ism that mostly is the first marfu' ism in the sentence. Say it with me, people. First marfu' ism. First marfu' ism. I don't know if FMI is like a acronym for something, but if it helps you to remember it, first marfu' ism, right? That is how we will spot our mubtada, the first marfu' ism, most of the time. It is required for a jumla ismiya. You need a mubtada for jumla ismiya. Without it, your jumla is no go. Okay. Now, this one ism, right? Mubtada, remember, is one ism, right? But it can be mudaf as well. It can be manrut. It can be connected to another ism after it, using a connector harf. What's our connector harf that we use a lot? Wow, right? Perfect. So that is all that could happen with a mubtada, right? It can be mudaf, it can be laylatul qadari, mudaf ilayhi, right? All that can be there, but what remains constant is all these things mentioned before it. Before the invisible is, always marfu', almost always definite, mostly the first marfu' ism, required for a jumla ismiya, and can also be mudaf, etc. All right, so let us build out a small table here. A small table, maybe of a few rows, okay? And we will center this, and we will auto-fit this to the window. All right, so I'm going to write here mubtada. Okay, and here I'm going to write the khabar. Okay, so mubtada is mubtada is like one word or one ism, yeah? One word slash ism. Okay, now, I have my mubtada here. What can I say about it? It comes before the invisible is. It is always marfu', right? Always marfu'. We'll do like a bit of a compare contrast. All right. I say almost always definite. So I'm just going to write it as definite. Okay. Exceptions are there. Okay. Maybe I'll just put like a little star here. Sometimes it may not be definite. First marfu' ism, huh? First marfu' ism in the sentence, okay? And again, we're going to put this most of the time. Required for jumla ismiya, okay? And it can also be make it a little smaller so everything fits. It can also be, you know, a mudaf, right? Right, it can be mudaf. it can be a man'ut. Right, I'm using the three-finger emoji like this to say, like, can it be? Yeah, sure, it can't be, right? And it could be connected to a word after, right? So we can say, yeah, that could happen too. So all that is good with the mubtada. Okay, let me see the idea here in He is Allah, Muhammadun Rasulullah, etc., etc. You saw all of that, what that looked like, right? Alhamdulillah. Okay, so that, people, is the mubtada. I don't know what's up with my camera today. It is blurring me out. I feel like my eyes are like, something is wrong with my eyes. If I see something blurry, I start to like lose confidence in my eyesight. Does that happen to anybody else too? If something is blurry, you're like, it must be my eyes. Oh boy. Right? And then I start to like, you know, say I can't read anything. That's okay, inshallah. All right, jazakumullah khair. Khabar. Okay. From the root kha, ba, and ra, to provide information. Okay? It is to provide information. Khabar can either be, this is important, can either be one ism or a sentence. How many possibilities do I have? Two possibilities for khabar. It's either a one ism, one word slash ism. I'm going to put it like that, right? The other possibility for khabar is a what? A sentence, right? And this is an interesting one. This is where you will go like this. And maybe a little bit of, oh, hold on. That didn't work. Killed my timing there, comedic timing there a little bit, but that's all right. Right, when it's a sentence, it's going to be very interesting. You will enjoy it, inshallah. but right now, let's talk about the one word, one ism khabar, shall we? All right. So here we are. The khabar can be one ism or a sentence. Now, the khabar that is one ism, meaning it's one word. How many words? Again, people. One, right? That's why Rasulullah Muhammadun Rasulullah, Rasulu is the khabar. Only one word. Right? Okay. It comes after or before? It comes after the invisible is in the translation. So, He is Allah. Allah, the word Allah here is after the invisible is, and that will be my, will be what? My khabar, right? If I was to write this out in Arabic, how would I write this? He is Allah in Arabic, people. He is Allah. How would I write that? Like the Arabic of this. Translate the English to Arabic. Huwallahu, right? It's always marfu', isn't it? Right? Always marfu'. Yes or no? So, I'm going to actually merge this. It's always marfu'. Huwallahu. Is huwa marfu', by the way? Huwa is a standalone pronoun. Huwa is a standalone pronoun, and it is in fact marfu'. Quite common, you find the mubtada to be a standalone pronoun, so it is marfu'. So if I was to write this down, like, and analyze it, I can say that the mubtada right? The mubtada is huwa, and the khabar is the word Allahu, right? Okay, so that's pretty good. It is indefinite. And then I'll put an asterisk there because, hey, it's frequent. It's not like, it's not always the case. In this example, actually, Allah is actually definite. But frequently we'll find that it is indefinite. Okay? Mostly it is the second marfu' ism. It would be SMI. You might be saying TMI. Some of you get that joke. All right, some of you got it. Alhamdulillah. Marfu ism. TMI means too much information. Okay. I have to know these things. I have to deal with the youth. And then. All right. So, SMI is second marfu ism. Okay. And again, we'll put a star there because that is mostly the case. All right. Now, here's an interesting bit. Generally, except imastar, the number and gender must match the mubtada. The number and gender must match the mubtada. Let's add a bit of a thing here. Huh? So, I'm going to merge this. And what should I put here? I should put number and gender must match, right? And I'll put a star here because there is one noticeable exception. The noticeable exception is the masdar, right? I'll explain this down the road, but let me write this here and mention this to you. Required or not required, it is not required for a jumla ismiya if related to khabar is mentioned. If this part that's coming up later is mentioned, then you can actually skip the khabar. You don't need it. Okay? And also the same thing. It can be mudaf, can be man'ut, it can be connected. All that there, you know, that applies to it. Right? Yes or no, people? So far, this is what we have for our mubtada and khabar. The last point was when related to khabar, the third part of jumla ismiya is there, then this khabar, it's possible that it could be omitted. But I haven't told you about this part yet, related to khabar. I'm going to actually do that right now. Okay, that related to khabar is the third and final piece of the jumla ismiya. Now, I actually want to change up something and I'd like to request a volunteer who could read for me this. Can I volunteer? You can unmute yourself and... All right, brother Salim, all right.
What am I reading, part three?
Part three, right, from here.
Bismillah. Related to khabar. Oh God, this is too small.
Better?
Muta'alli
bil khabar.
Oh. Bil khabar.
Great.
Now I have to zoom out again.
Yep.
These would be harf jar or ism majrur combination or... Or a mudaf ilahi combination and comes after the invisible is in the translation, is two words or more, and is not required for a jumla ismayyu.
Jazakallahu khair, brother Salim. There's a few things here that we haven't discussed before. Okay. Firstly, is this whole idea, there is a third piece to jumla ismiya. What is that third piece? We're going to call it, this is something that's in the books of grammar as well, muta'alliq bil khabar in English, we will say it's related to the khabar. And we're just going to term it as related. Okay? You can write it as related to khabar. That's quite wordy. But I'm just going to call it related because it's easier to say that. Okay? Now, related, there is two possibilities here. It's either a harf jar or ism majrur combo, right? So harf jar plus ism majrur, right? I think that one is good. We've seen a lot of that. But it's also something that we haven't discussed before, which is a dharf. It's coming up on Thursday, inshallah. We'll talk about what a dharf is. There's a few examples in the Quran that I will show you of dharf, inshallah, especially in a jumla ismiya. They're really, really interesting and very beneficial, inshallah. Okay? It is also, so I'm going to write it as D for dharf plus mudaf ilayhi. Those two combinations are the ones that in jumla ismiya would be considered related to the khabar. It is after the is. It is after the is. I'll show you translations or I'll show you some examples very shortly. Okay. The idea of it being marfu' obviously does not apply to it because it is not one word. It is a combination. Likewise, definite or indefinite doesn't apply to it because it is not a a single word. It is a combination of two words. Okay, and in fact, it's quite irrelevant whether it is definite or indefinite. Like the ism majrur could be definite, indefinite is completely irrelevant. Okay, not applicable, not even relevant. Also, this part is irrelevant because it's not a single ism. Likewise, this part is irrelevant to it. But what's interesting is that it is also not required for jumla ismiya. Okay, it is also something that is not a requirement for jumla ismiya, but it comes very frequently with jumla ismiya. Okay, very frequently, and it can have the whole thing again: the mudaf ilayhi, the man'ud, the connected, all of that it can have as well. Now let's see some examples because I think we have talked a lot about this thing. I think it's time to see some examples to make sense of this all. Shall we? All right. Here is the related to khabar, the points that we made about that. Na'at is the word after the man'ut, right? So that's why I wrote man'ut over here. Okay? Na'at is the word after the man'ut. All right. Let us go down here, inshallah. We will talk about the masdar in a little bit. Related to khabar, it's there alongside the khabar. Now, the example of huwallahu, right? The mubtada for huwallahu is huwa, right? And we can say that because it is the first marfu' ism. Isn't that right? It's the first marfu' ism. And Allahu is the khabar, the second marfu' ism. That's one way of looking at it. Right? Another way of looking at it is huwa comes before the invisible is and the word Allahu comes after the invisible is. Two ways to look at the idea of mubtada and khabar. Are you with me, people? Okay, let's add some more interesting things here. Okay, a little bit more real estate there. Let's go through some examples in our book here. So we have Muhammadun Rasulullah, right? Muhammadun Rasulullah. What's the first marfu' ism in the sentence? Muhammadun Rasulullah. Muhammadun, right? And that will be my what? It'll be my mubtada, correct? Right? This is our table right here. The first marfu' ism is our mubtada. What is the second marfu' ism? Perfect. The second marfu ism is Rasulu. That will be my khabar. Perfect. Okay. And can is my khabar also something else? It is also mudaf, right? Possibly it could be mudaf, man'ud, connected. In this case, it is also mudaf, and Allahi is mudaf ilayhi. So when I see the example, and I write it, again, Muhammad, my mubtada is before the is. The messenger, Rasulu, is after the is. And my mubtada, my mubtada is Muhammadun. And my khabar is Rasulu. Rasul is also mudaf. The word Allah, he is mudaf ilayhi. Do I have a related to khabar in this sentence, in this jumla ismiya? Do I have it? Yes or no? Is there a harf jar ism majrur combo here in the sentence? There isn't, in fact. Yeah. Right? So, alhamdulillah, there is no related to khabar in this sentence. Okay. Now, I want to take a look at this example. وَأُمُّهُ صِدِّيقًا وَأُمُّهُ صِدِّيقًا. What's the first marfu' ism? In أُمُّهُ صِدِّيقًا. Is it أُمُّهُ or أُمُّ? Because the who is attached pronoun, right? It's attached pronoun. Yes or no? So ummu is the first marfu' ism. That would be my mubtada. What's my second marfu' ism? The second marfu' ism is marfu' ism, ya people. Not the second ism. The second ism, that is marfu' in the jumla. Siddiqatun, isn't it? Yeah. Let us review this part. Let us break this down step by step. Okay? Ummuhu siddiqa. What does the word mean? Means mother. Means mother. Okay. What does the word who means? His, right? Ummuhu, his mother. Okay. Siddiqatun. Siddiqatun is from the root letter Sidq, Sad, Dal, and Qaf. Truthful, right? Extremely truthful. In fact, Siddiq is like the hyperbole of Sadiq, who is a truthful person. Siddiq is extremely truthful. And this is actually like a level that is a step below prophethood, right? If someone is a Siddiq, like Abu Bakr al-Siddiq, this is like the pinnacle of a human being, okay? Because what they say is true, they believe in the truth, what they say is the truth, and their actions are in sync with what they say. Their actions verify the truth of their belief. And in fact, also they're quick to act. All of those things are like the components of a Siddiq. So it says here, وَأُمُّهُ صِدِّيقًا. The translation of this is what, people? أُمُّهُ صِدِّيقًا. Please translate for me the sentence. His mother. Well, why are you saying was? There's, it is, right? Maybe by the context of the ayah, you're assuming that, but that's fine. But in this sentence, out of context, it is, right? All right. So the correct translation, as you've done, is his mother is truthful. This is actually an ayah of the Quran from surah number Ma'idah, surah number 5, surah Ma'idah, ayah 75. Who do you think this is referring to? Any guess? I'll show you the ayah. Perfect. It is talking about Maryam alayhi salam and Isa, right? This is talking about them too. His mother is truthful, talking about both Isa and Maryam. Look at what it says. Mal Masih ibn Maryam illa rasulun. Christ the son of Mary was no more than a messenger. Here ma means not. Not is al-Masih ibn Maryam, the Christ the son of Mary, except rasulun, a messenger. Meaning, the only thing he is a messenger. قَدْ خَلَتْ مِنْ قَبْلِهِ الرُّسُلُ. خَلَتْ is a fi'l. That is something that's past. قَدْ خَلَتْ, past, before him, الرُّسُلُ, many messengers before him and past. He's a messenger, like the messengers before him who had passed, who lived and passed on. All right? وَأُمُّهُ صِدِّيقًا. Now, of course, the translation is going to talk about them in present past tense because they're no longer alive, right? They're in the past. But when we do our jumla ismiya, ummuhu siddiqa, we're saying it's truthful. And her mother is a siddiqa, an extremely truthful person. Okay? Reaching the level of, reaching the best of humanity, siddiq. Kana, they both used to, ya'kulani, they used to, again, you might notice the pair there. They used to eat at-ta'ama. They used to eat what? Food. They used to eat food. What Allah is saying is they were mortals. They used to eat food. They're dependent mortals like all other mortals. How could they be God? How could they be God if you could just starve them to death? Like a mortal, right? How could this be a all-powerful, all-knowing, all-encompassing God? Can't be, right? كَانَ يَكُلَ الطَّعَامُ. It's a very simple but very powerful example. Undur, look at كَيْفَ نُبَيِّنُ لَهُمُ الْآيَاتِ. How we make the signs clear to them. نُبَيِّنُ is the fi'l. لَهُمْ جَارْ مَجْرُورْ حَرْبْ جَارْ اسْمْ مَجْرُورْ الْآيَاتِ, this is your مَفْعُول, right? This is منصوب here. آيَاتِ الْآيَاتُ الْآيَاتِ الْآيَاتِ. This is a plural that is the sound. What type of plural? Sound feminine plural, right? So we have made the آيَات clear. Look how we make the آيَات clear. ثُمَّ then انظر. You look, command tense. Anna yufakun, how they turn away. How they turn away. Subhanallah. So this is that ayah right here. Wa ummuhu siddiqatun. Okay. It's translated as past tense, Brother Farhan, because the context of the story is they were Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is talking about Maryam and Isa like in the past tense. Right? So that's why the translator translates it as was. Okay, but for us in this situation, learning Jumla Ismiya right now, it's going to be is. Okay, there's another way of making a Jumla Ismiya in the past tense, and that's when you introduce Kana to the sentence. And we haven't learned that yet, inshallah. We'll learn it soon, inshallah. Is that okay? All right. Now, his mother is truthful. Okay, this is an attached pronoun. What happens to an attached pronoun when it attaches to an ism? Mudaf and mudaf ilayhi. Right? So as you can see, the mubtada is ummu. That's your first marfu' ism, isn't it? And also it is mudaf, isn't it? Because attached pronoun who is attaching to it. Can who be a marfu ism? No, right? Because who is an attached pronoun. Attached pronouns are either majrur, attaching to a ism, or majrur if they attach to what else? Harf jar, perfect. If they attach to a harf jar, they are majrur. And if they attach to a fi'il, what are they? Maf'ul, right? And in that case, they will be mansub, right? People, do you remember that? Don't worry, we're going to keep reminding you of this, inshallah. In this case, it attaches to an ism. It is mudaf and mudaf ilayhi. Perfect. What's the second marfu' ism? Siddiqatun. And that is your?
Khabar.
Khabar. All right. Is there a related to khabar part here?
No.
Is there?
No.
There isn't. There's no jar majroor. There's no harf jar ism majroor, sorry. So we don't say anything for related. We move on. Now, the observation here is as follows. What is the gender for the word ummu? Mother is feminine. Quite obvious. Yeah. And we believe mother is feminine always. Okay. In Arabic and in Islam. All right. Yeah. We don't believe anything else. Okay. Siddiqatun. Yes. Shots fired indeed. Is Siddiqatun feminine? Yes. Why is it feminine? Tamarbuta. Excellent. Ahsantum. So both of these are feminine. And as you now can see, as they're both feminine, the number and gender has matched. Right? Here, is singular, obviously. And Siddiqatun is also singular. Gender is matching. And that, folks, is the idea that the number and gender of the Mubtada and Khabar have to match. Okay? Perfect. We got that. Alhamdulillah. Let's look at the next example. Next example here in the book is Laylatul Qadri Khayrun Min Alfi Shahr. All right. I need your help with this. Are you ready? Okay. First, marfu' ism. Laylatu. That will be my what? That will be my?
Mubtada.
My Mubtada. Very good. What is my second marfu' ism? Is it Al-Qadri? No. Is it Khayrun? Yes. My second marfu' ism is Khayrun. And that's my?
Khabar.
That's my Khabar. Right? Are you seeing how we're trying to spot the Mubtada and Khabar? Jumla Ismiya starts. The first marfu' ism is Mubtada. Second marfu' ism, Khabar. Okay? Yes or no? Abada Musa is asking a question. Siddiqatun is telling something about Ummu. Therefore, isn't it man'ud na'at? It would be man'ud na'at, but all the properties don't match. Ummu is definite. Siddiqatun is indefinite. Right? Ummu is definite. Siddiqatun is indefinite. Is that okay, Madam Musa? And also, by the way, when we have man'ud na'at, you don't have an is. Right? You don't have is when you have man'ud na'at. You have is when you have jumla ismiya. Is ummu definite? Because the type of the mudaf is determined by Mudaf ilayhi, right? And that is why ummu is also definite. Okay, good, good. This is again the questions and the learning here is very important because we need to keep being able to differentiate between one or the other, huh? Between the two different ways to express the same type of idea, okay? Here, this is a jumla ismiya. It is not man'ud na'at. Okay, Laylatul Qadri Khairun. You got the first marfu' ism, the second marfu' ism, right? Okay, is Laylatul Qadri, there's more to it. Laylatu is mudaf, and Al Qadri is mudaf ilayhi, right? Khairun is my khabar. Is there more to khairun? Is there like a man'ut? Is there a mudaf ilayhi with khairun? No, right? It's just khairun. That's my khabar. Do I have a related to khabar? Here, do I have it? Yes. What is that? Harf jar and ism majrur, right? What's the harf jar? Min. What's the ism majrur? Ism majrur is actually alfi, right? Alfi. Not alfi shahrin. Alfi is the ism majrur. Are you with me? Again, ism majrur is also one ism, by the way, right? Remember that. It's only one ism. Now, also, interestingly, alfi is mudaf. Alfi is mudaf. See, there is no al, no tanween, followed by something that is majrur. I will start with that. Just let me finish this, huh? And shahrin is what? Mudaf ilayhi. Okay? Alfi shahrin. 1,000 months. Now, interesting thing here is this part. Min alfi shahr. Min alfi shahr. Then 1,000 months. This part, does it come after is? It does. Right? This is how, if there's a jumla ismiya and there is information being provided alongside or on top of the khabar, that's how it comes in a jumla ismiya. Is that okay, Sister Vidat? That's the role that the related to khabar plays. It is not just that the khabar is providing information about the jumla, about the mubtada, but also whatever additional information. You can say that, mashallah, that's a good way of phrasing it. Related to khabar is additional information about the sentence. I like that. We can put this as, this is additional information. Additional information about the mubtada. Right? That's how you can phrase it as well, inshallah. Laylatul Qadri khayrun min alfi shahr. Okay? Now, what is the gender of Laylatu? The gender of Laylatu, the mubtada is feminine, right? Okay. Now, what is the gender of khayrun? Okay, the word khayrun is actually it's actually masculine. Okay, now there isn't a way for you to know that right now, but the word khayrun is actually masculine. And if you were to look it up in the dictionary, you will find khayrun to be a masdar. Okay? It's a masdar. Okay, why is this important? Anybody remember? I made a quick point before. I will scroll up to that point. Generally, the number and gender must match the mubtada, right? This is for our khabar, except in the case of a masdar. Now you may ask, why is the masdar excluded from this? Right, this is a legitimate question. Why is the masdar? why is a masdar excluded from these rules? And by the way, why are we talking about this? Because also, why are we discussing this? I have both good reasons for this, inshallah. I have good reasons for both of these, inshallah. So masdar is excluded from this rule because the masdar actually is a fi'l wrapped in the in the cover or wrapped in the package of an ism. If think about this, alima, he knew. Ya'lamu, he knows. The master is ilm, knowledge. In Arabic, you can use knowledge, the master, as a fi'l, actually. Okay? And we'll learn this, I think, in steps 3, if I am not mistaken, how a master can act like a fi'l. Okay? It's really a fi'l, but it is wrapped in the package of an ism. It has properties, it has, you know, status, etc., etc. Okay? Because of that, it actually is a very special type of ism, and thus it is excluded from the rule of matching. Okay, and I'll give you an example. Look at this ayah, as-sulhu khayr. You might remember this from the first time we looked at Jumla Ismiya. And if you go back to the notes, you will see when we first time look at Jumla Ismiya, all the examples I chose was where the masdar or the khabar was khayrun, okay, or most of them. As-sulhu khayr. As-sulh is reconciliation, is good. This is masculine or feminine, people. As-sulhu is masculine. There's no ta'amarbuta, there's no reason to make it feminine. So here, as you notice, as-sulhu comes by, like, you know, like here, khayrun comes when the mubtada is masculine. Here, khayrun comes where the mubtada is feminine, right? And that's what the masdar does. It actually makes it irrelevant. Requirement doesn't matter. Doesn't apply to it because it's a really special ism. It's an ism that, in one way, you could say, it plays. It's the idea of a fi'il. That's what it is. It's the idea of a fi'il. It's a switch hitter. I like that. Okay. So that is how the masdar is. Why are we discussing this? That's because, why discuss this? Because in certain circles, especially in the online community, which can get very toxic, unfortunately, there is discussion, or there's people who write these articles or make these videos talking about how the Quran has errors in grammar. Okay? And that's what they say. And it's like a real thing. Anybody, how many of you have heard of this or seen something like this? You've seen that, right? One of the things that they harp on about is say, oh, look, the Quran says, Inna rahmatallahi qareebun minal muhsineen. We'll explain that sentence more later because we don't know inna just yet. But there, the gender does not match of, in a jumla ismiya, the gender between mubtada and khabar is not matching. Okay? So they say, oh look, the Quran has an error. It should have been qareebatun min al muhsinin, not qareebun. And this goes to show that the Quran is wrong and not divinely inspired. This is a real line of thinking. And then, you know, like, if you don't know Arabic at all, or you know a little bit of Arabic, this could seem very shocking. Even like it could shake your iman. Okay? But if you know enough Arabic, this is a joke. And the person saying this is a clown. Because you know the examples of how this language is used and the exceptions it makes. And someone who says this has no clue of the amount of information behind the door of Arabic grammar that's there that they have no idea exists. Okay? But here's the reason why we want to talk about it, because this is actually not a requirement for the genders to match, the numbers to match, because the masdar is a special ism. It actually excludes, or it actually transcends this idea of gender and of number. Okay, it actually is very, very multi-purpose. So it actually is not a requirement for a masdar. And there is so much precedence in Arabic prose and poetry that points to this. It's not even like a point of contention. That is why we want to make these things, why we want to discuss these things. Because when you learn a little bit of Arabic, you hear something ridiculous like this, you might be thinking, this is very strange. I learned this in Arabic class. He's right. Gender must match. And the Quran, the gender is not matching. And then all of a sudden, that could be a source of making a person doubt the authenticity of the Quran, right? But now we know, when we want to say this very clearly, no, here are some exceptions to the rules, and the Quran will follow the norm, and sometimes it will follow the exception. Both has precedence in Arabic, and the person who says this either is completely ignorant and just ignorant, or it's a person who is extremely silly and someone who's a joker and probably Islamophobic as well. Okay. So that's why we want to discuss this. The masdar is excluded from the shul, inshallah. Is that clear? Those defend the Quran, make them look silly. Yes, that's correct, alhamdulillah. And the Quran doesn't need that much effort to defend it. It is so strong and so powerful as the word of Allah. But for us as students of Arabic, intermediate ones now, this is important. Inshallah, is that clear, people? Alhamdulillah. Okay. We looked at, ya jama'ah, at wa ummuhu siddiqa alayatul qadri khairum alfi shahr. Okay. We looked at these two things because we were able to identify things such as the gender and the number matching, and the exception to when the gender and number doesn't need to match. We also looked at, we're practicing and trying to find out how to spot the mubtada and khabar. Okay. Now we're going to look at an example of, or some tips on how to spot the mubtada. Okay. And then we'll do lots and lots of practice of that. The reason why we're focusing on spotting the mubtada is because once you can spot the mubtada, then the khabar is easy to spot, inshallah. All right. So here is the first mubtada spotting tip. Okay. Definite ism followed by an indefinite ism. Okay. Laylatul Qadari Khayrun. Where is my definite ism that is marfu' in Laylatul Qadari Khayrun? Which one is the definite ism here? Laylatu is definite or indefinite? It is definite, right? Because Al-Qadri is definite and it's the Mudaf ilayhi. Right? Okay, so I have a definite ism followed by an indefinite ism, Khayrun. Right? So between the two, you can put an is. Think about it this way. Okay. Definite followed by indefinite. Okay. Now, So look, Laylatul Qadri, are they both, is this a combination together? Are they like linked together? They are, right? We can't separate them. I'm talking about a definite ism that is marfu'. Let me rephrase this. Definite ism marfu', followed by indefinite ism marfu'. Okay? Let's call it that way. Is that okay? Now, if I was to say it like that, this is my heading number 3. Yeah. Okay. My definite ism is Laylatu, right? Laylatu. Can I just completely ignore Al-Qadri from the sentence here? I can't. I need to put it together, right? Al-Qadri, because it is Mudaf and Mudaf Ilayhi. Oops. Is that Qadri? Now, there is a... Exactly. It is, in fact, what's making the Laylatu definite. Now, I have is... Then I have khayrun. Are you with me, people? Where is the kha? Khayrun. That's the idea. Laylatul Qadri is khayrun. That's what I mean when I say definite ism that's marfu', followed by, not immediately after, but in the sentence, an indefinite ism that is also marfu'. Let me give you another example. Wa ummuhu siddiqa. I could say ummuhu. Do I separate the two again? I can't, because it's mudaf and mudaf ilayhi. Is what? Siddiqa. Tun. Correct? Do you notice that? Definite followed by indefinite. Yes or no? Something like really, really straightforward would be, you know, something like the book is the book is old. Okay. What would I say? How would I say that? I would say Al-Kitabu. Kitabu is old is in Arabic, you use the word that will be big. Qadimun. Right? Qadimun. That's okay. That's just an example. But again, the idea of definite ism that's marfu', followed by an indefinite ism that is marfu'. Is that clear? Inshallah, that's one tip, right? That's one tip. You see that and you're like, ah, this right here is my mubtada and this right here is my khabar. So far, so good, people. Okay, the word innama, that's another important way to spot a mubtada and a khabar. Okay, sorry, where did it go? Yeah, innama. Okay, innama is a harf that's used for emphasis and exclusiveness. Okay. It is not just inna. What does inna mean? Inna actually means indeed. You're right. Right? Innama is emphasis. And it is also to make something exclusive. Okay? So, innama al-mu'minuna. The word after innama is your mubtada. The word after innama is going to be your mubtada. Okay? Let us go through this slowly. Al-mu'minuna. What does the word al-mu'minuna mean? the believers, right? If I was to ask you, what is the first marfu' ism in this one? Innama al-mu'minuna ikhwa. No, innama is a harf. Innama is a harf. It's a harf. Innama. Sorry, I wasn't very clear there. Innama. Is a harf for emphasis and exclusiveness. Okay, let me just write a couple of things here. Innama is the word after innama is the mubtada. Okay, so al-mu'minuna is the word after innama. That's your mubtada. Another way of thinking about it is the first marfu' ism is al-mu'minuna. What's the second marfu' ism? Ikhwatun, right? You can see the ikhwatun, right? And that is your khabar. So what is the meaning of innamal mu'minuna ikhwatun? Ikhwatun means brothers, right? It means brothers. The translation is the believers are brothers. Are you with me? Now you add the word innama, and the meaning becomes exclusively the believers are brothers. Okay, and again, I've put the R here because the R is our invisible is. Before that is the believers, that's your mubtada. After that is ikhwatun, brothers, and that's your khabar. Okay, family would work as well, but we're using brothers for a particular reason, Brother Salim. In meaning, yes, the believers are family, of course. And this is brothers and sisters, all like, it's the same, right? But we're going to use this word because there's another point I was going to make with this example down the road, inshallah, or just right after this. Innama means the following. The entirety of the relationship between believers is the relationship of brotherhood. That's the entirety of the relationship. There is no other, like, if there's nothing else. It is not of just, okay, you're the same race, so you're just together, or you are from the same place, so you're together, or, you know, it's like a, you know, situation where you're inconveniently in the same place. No, no. The entirety of the relationship of the believers is brotherhood or sisterhood, being a family in faith. Okay? That's the entirety of the relationship. That's what innama means. It's a very powerful way. This is a very powerful idea that Allah expresses. And he actually expresses this in the middle of Surah Hujurat when he's talking about two Muslim groups doing what? Two Muslim groups going to war with each other. Very interesting. وَإِن طَائِفَتَانِ مِنَ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ اقْتَتَلُوا فَأَصْلِحُوا بَيْنَهُمَا. I'll show you the ayah. It's a very powerful ayah. Okay. The ayah before that says what? In طَائِفَتَانِ. Can you tell me how much is طَائِفَتَانِ? Two, right? You can see that. تَانِ. مُسْلِمَتَانِ. طَائِفَتَانِ. Can you see that? Yes or no? If طَائِفَ is a group, if two groups, min, what does min mean? From harf jar al-mu'minina, ism majrur, right? Right? If two groups from the believers, iqtatalu, qaf, ta, lam, the root letters, means kill, right? They are at war, right? Not just kill, this is they're at war. Qatala is to kill, iqtatala is to be at war. Okay? They have fight or they have a war. فَأَصْلِحُوا بَيْنَهُمَا صَاد لَامْ حَا صُلْح. What does it mean, people? perform, right? I gave you an example of that, right? Where was it? Right? Reconcile. Aslihu. Reconcile. Make peace. Bainahuma. Between them. Then, in bagat ihdahuma ala al-ukhra. But after peace, if one of the two groups transgresses, crosses the line, crosses the line and violates the other, فَقَاتِلُ الَّتِي تَبْغِي. Then fight the one that crossed the line. حَتَّى تَفِيءَ إِلَىٰ أَمْرِ اللَّهِ. Until it returns to إِلَىٰ to أَمْرِ. What does أَمْرِ mean? Command. أَمْرِ اللَّهِ. The command of Allah. Right? Interesting. Right? This is nuance. Make peace. But after peace, if there is war again, then fight the guilty one who started the war. Everybody unify and fight the one who has started the war again. Hatta tafia ila amrillah. Not to annihilate them, but until they come back to the command of Allah, which is peace and reconciliation. Fa'in fa'at. And if this group returns back to like terms of reconciliation, فَأَصْلِحُوا بَيْنَهُمَا بِالْعَدْلِ. Then reconcile between them. But this time there is an extra harf jar ism majrur. What does it mean? With al-adl, with justice, right? With justice. وَأَقْسِطُوا. And be just. Because it's easy to be unjust when you've just been through a war and you're emotional. Right? You could be like very, like you could justify anything at that point. Right? But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, no, be just and be just. Two different words for it. Very beautiful, like why Allah uses that. Al-adl and aqsitu. It's kind of like be just like internally and be just externally. Okay? Like don't blow it out of proportion and don't put them in a situation where they go back to fighting again. Inna Allah yuhibbul muqsitin, because Allah loves those who are just. And then he says, innamal mu'minuna ikhwa. Don't forget that only exclusively the believers are what? Are brothers. Right? That's the exclusive relationship. So don't forget that relationship even in times of war. For aslihu bayna akhawaykum, then make peace between your brothers, or your two brothers in this case. The one that's fighting, the two that are fighting, make peace between them. Subhanallah. Very, very interesting ayah. Alright, so that, folks, is the innamal mu'minuna ikhwatun fa aslihu bayna akhawaykum. That's the ayah right there. Okay, innama. Are you with me, people? There's something else that we'll learn from this ayah. Is that number and gender matching. Okay. What is the number of al-mu'minun? Plural. Okay. Let's list out the properties of al-mu'minun. It is, status is marfu. Perfect. Number. Plural. What type of plural? Sound masculine plural. Jameel. You gotta remember that. It's sound masculine. What's the gender then? Masculine. What's the type? Definite, right? Perfect. Amazing. Okay. Ikhwatun, the singular of ikhwatun is akhun. Okay. The singular of ikhwatun is akhun. Akhun is a brother. And ikhwatun is what? Brothers. You with me? Plural. Okay. There's more than one plural for brothers in Arabic. There's ikhwan as well. Okay. And there's ikhwa. Now, what's the ikhwatun? What is the status of ikhwatun? Marfu'. Okay, great. What is the number of ikhwatun? Plural. What type of plural? Sound or broken? Broken. Human or non-human? Ikhwatun is brothers. They're human. Right? Broken, plural, human. Perfect. What is the gender? Masculine. And what is the type? Ikhwatun is indefinite. Now, there's a ta marbuta there. Is this feminine? Brothers? Right? Let's look at the word Hamza, the name Hamza. Remember Hamza in the list? Right? Hamza has a ta marbuta, but is it a feminine name? No, it's a name of a person, right? It's a name of a man, correct? So even if it has a ta marbuta, it doesn't always make it into feminine, right? And we saw the example of Hamza. We see the example of ikhwatun. This is only known by meaning. Also, we saw the example of no ta marbuta, but we know that's a feminine by meaning. Yes or no? Do you get the, it's like both sides of the picture there. The meaning trumps everything. Okay? But then after that, when the meaning doesn't tell us, that's when we look at ta marbuta, no ta marbuta. Is that clear? Inshallah. Okay, great. So this is ikhwatun, that's masculine, and it's indefinite. And as you know, notice here, the number and gender matches. Right? The number, plural, right? Gender, masculine, right? Also interesting is you have see definite marfu ism followed by indefinite marfu ism, right? That was our way of spotting the mubtada khabar there, right? Let's look at a standalone pronoun. We have how many minutes? You have 4 minutes. Perfect. We have enough time for two more examples. Okay. Example number one, the standalone pronoun. Anta khayrul raziqin. Let's look at that one. Anta khayrul raziqin. This is a third way to spot the mubtada. This is the third really common way of doing so. Okay, people, you with me so far? Okay. I'm going to type this one here. Anta khayrul raziqin. Okay, tell me. It says standalone pronoun. What's going to be my mubtada? The standalone pronoun, anta. Right? Yeah, you folks with me. Is it marfu'? It has a fatha. It is because all the standalone pronouns are always marfu'. Correct? Standalone pronouns are always marfu'. They're a word by themselves, they're marfu'. The attached ones are either majroor or mansoob, right? So my mubtada here is anta. Are you with me, people? My khabar, what's the second marfu' ism? Second marfu' ism is Khayru. Is khayru something else as well? It's a master well spotted, sister Halima. But is it something else? It is also a khayru is mudaf. And what is mudaf ilayhi? Ar-raziqeen. Very good. Is this majroor actually? Ar-raziqeena is majroor? Or is it mansoob? Okay. What type of plural is raziqeena? Ar-raziqeena. This is a sound masculine plural. What's the marfu' version of ar-raziqeena? Guesses? Ar-ra-zi-quna. Correct? What's the mansoob version? Ar-ra-zi-qina. And what's the majroor version? Ar-ra-zi-qina as well. Correct? People remember that? Anta, you are the khayrul raziqeen, the best of raziq, the one who sustains, who provides, the best of sustainers, providers. And again, our invisible is right there in the form of R. Before that, anta is mubtada. After that, khayru is the khabar and mudaf ilayh. Make sense? Last one. نحن أولياؤكم في الحياة الدنيا. What is my مبتدأ? You can just look at the standalone pronoun and tell me. مبتدأ is نحن. Is it مرفوع? Because of the ضمة, right? Not because of the ضمة. Because it is standalone. Thank you. All right. There we go. I have my mubtada as nahnu. What is my second marfu' ism? Awliya'u, right? Awliya'u. Awliya is the plural of what word? Anybody know? Waliyun, an ally, aw liya, allies, awliya'u allies. All right, perfect. I got my mubtada, I have my khabar, awliya'u. Is it something else in awliya'ukum? Something else happening? Kum. What is kum, yes, sister Maryam? Kum is mudaf mudaf ilayhi. Perfect. So you have awliya is mudaf, kum is mudaf ilayhi. What else do I have in the sentence? Related, right? Harjar fi, right? Harjar fi. And then what is my ism majrur? Al hayati. That would be related to the khabar, right? Additional information. We are your allies. If you didn't have fil hayati, the sentence would be complete, right? If I didn't say, we are your allies in the life, the sentence is still complete, right? We are your allies. Yes or no? Does it convey a meaning? It does. But in the life, or in life, is providing what? Additional information. Right? And that is fil hayati. Har jar ism majrur. Okay, people. Alhamdulillah, today we covered quite a bit of this. We covered the idea that we looked at the structure of mubtada of jumla ismiya, mubtada khabar related to khabar. Alhamdulillah, we went through some examples of what you know, how to go through the ayat of Quran. We want to know that mubtada is before khabar and related to khabar is after. Always marfu, right? Mubtada one word, khabar one word, always marfu. Definite followed by indefinite. First marfu ism is your mubtada. Second marfu ism is your khabar, right? You guys are getting comfortable with that idea? First marfu ism, second marfu ism. Number and gender must match, but the exception is the masdar. Okay. And inshallah, we'll see this part inshallah ta'ala on Thursday. We have a lot more examples to go through, right? We only got up to, we are your allies in life. We only did these five today. But we got to do the rest of these. The polytheists are unclean. The righteous women are dutiful and protective. Allah is the light of the skies and the earth. These are very interesting examples. Each one of these will peel the onion a little bit. But not just peel it, it'll actually give us better understanding, inshallah ta'ala. These are sautéed onions. You will enjoy it, inshallah. Okay? Jazakumullah khairan for coming out. And I will see you all on Thursday. Walillah alhamd. Please do the quizzes that Sister Solange is posting. They're practice. They're good to get like extra assessment. Please, inshallah ta'ala. Okay? Jazakumullah khairan. Subhanakallahumma bihamdika. Nashhadu la ilaha illa anta. Astaghfiruka wa atubu ilayk. وجزاكم السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. Yes, please wash your hands, everybody. جزاك الله خير.